I'm going to pivot now into the presidency, and you may have heard the Riverdance and Lord of the Dance star Michael Flatley speaking to Brendan O'Connor a little earlier. He indicated he's strongly considering a run for the Oras, it would seem, if we're reading between the lines. Michael Healy-Ray, you may or may not be aware that Ivan Yates, the former Fine Gael Agriculture Minister and podcaster and broadcaster, is quoted in a piece on breakingnews.ie today saying you could be the quote-unquote dark horse in this race. What do you say to that?
Well, the horse racing was on here in Killarney for the last number of days, and I am not a horse in those races or in the presidential race, because I have a very clear focus in life. I've been elected by the people of Kerry to act as an independent person within government, helping them in every way I can, and also throughout the rest of the country. I appreciate that role very much. I respect it very much. When you speak about Michael Flatley, he's been an excellent ambassador for what I would call our traditions of dance and music for many, many decades now. And he's a person that I know personally, and he's a very, very nice gentleman. I wish him every good luck in every endeavour that he would ever have. But you can be sure of one thing: whoever's name is going to be on a piece of paper, it's not going to be me.
Okay, so if I play that back, Minister, it sounds like you're saying no, but it sounds like you might be open to supporting the candidacy of Michael Flatley.
Well, if you want me to decode it in very simple terms, I wish Michael Flatley every good luck, as I would wish everybody else. But I am not going to be coming out and signing nomination papers for any person. I'm going to be letting the people evolve, and I look forward to an interesting presidential campaign. But could I just ask for one thing, though? And I sincerely mean this. Whoever is going to be running, for whatever party, I would like to see them coming forward and what I would call having a clean campaign. And what I mean by that is we had what I'd call nasty and dirty campaigns for the presidency in the past. And that was because of a number of different reasons. I don't want to see us go down what I would call the American route, that where we'll pick the people who are, they'll pick themselves or put themselves forward, and they'll be attacked every day in every forum and on social media and every type of thing. Let us run what I would call a clean, respectful presidential campaign, and whoever will be made President of Ireland, we will all be then duty bound and honour bound to support them and to respect the position of presidency.
Thanks for that, Minister. Martin Kenny of Sinn Féin, to bring you in. We know your leader, Mary Lou McDonald, said last weekend she would make decisions in the next few weeks on who is the candidate. Could be herself, of course. She's not ruling anything in or out. Where are you at in that timeline? Have you eliminated some of the options around consensus candidates,
sitting it out?
Putting in your own candidate. Where are we at?
No, we haven't eliminated anything. We're having a discussion. There was a discussion with the grassroots across the entire country over the last couple of weeks, and people put forward their views. You know, many people feel that as the largest opposition party, we should be running somebody. Other people think, no, we shouldn't. We should be, you know, backing somebody from a broad left alliance. You know, it's up in the air yet. We have still to consider it, and we are considering it, and we'll take our time considering it. I mean, the election isn't going to be until November, so there's plenty of time to work out the details of all of this. But, you know, it's interesting, of course, when a campaign like this comes out, you have all sorts of people coming out of the closets and out of the woodwork saying that they want to run or they want to consider it. But ultimately, I think, you know, the presidency is about the kind of values we have in the country and about the kind of values we want to project internationally.
Paul Lawless, very briefly, into your leader is still out there making noises about potentially having a candidate, but realistically, do you have a selection block here to get to the numbers to back someone?
Well, firstly, the presidential election is a really important election. And I think the debate of any big election helps shape the issues of the day. And indeed, we saw that in the last election, general election as well. And we feel that, you know, we have a constitutional obligation and the ability to put a candidate forward for this election. And I think it's really important that we take that very seriously. And we try and give the Irish people an opportunity to have
Michael Flatley be a candidate for yourselves?
Give the Irish people an opportunity to have a very broad and rich debate that isn't just centred on a left wing and Reid McGuinness, very pro-government, pro-Ursula von der Leyen, pro-European candidate. So we have reached out to a number of independents.
Is Michael Flatley one of them?
Yeah, so I'll be very brief. We have reached out to a number of independents to try to develop a grouping or a caucus to give potential candidates who have approached us a pathway or a vehicle upon which to run. Well, Firstly, I want to say that individuals have approached us seeking a nomination.
Give us some names. Go
and
on.
I think it would be unfair of us at this stage to put their name forward because we are trying to develop this caucus. We're trying to develop a grouping to allow individuals to make their pitch, and then the members, TDs and senators, then can vote in a PR system, and then potentially back a candidate. These are very good, strong individuals. For sure, we may not agree with everything that they stand for, but I think it's really important that we give the people, that 70% of people who voted no, for example, in the two referendums last year, an opportunity to have their say in this referendum as well.
More on that. Now, before